Well, again, I think the way people are talking about this is that Naomi Campbell obviously is a person who is renowned throughout the world as a famous model. But I think the testimony itself is important because the prosecution wants to show that Charles Taylor had the mindset, the what we call the mens rea, to use the blood diamonds that were mined by Sierra Leoneans chained to pits in the Kailahun and the Kenema area, and he was using them for various reasons, to buy guns, to buy, to use cash to deposit, and also to buy influence. And I am sure what Naomi Campbell had there was a blood diamond.
Well, Professor Crane, you have known such things because of your previous work that you've done. How credible are the charges against the former Liberian leader?
The charges against Charles Taylor are very credible. You know, he's individually criminally responsible for the murder, rape, maiming, and mutilation in the 11-count indictment that he faces of 1.2 million human beings, and that is a horrific history. And so before I signed the indictment against Charles Taylor in March of 2003, I made sure that the charges and the evidence against him was solid and that before a fair tribunal he would be convicted.
There are suggestions out there that the evidence that Naomi Campbell will be giving today is just a mere publicity stunt being employed by the prosecution team. What is your take on that?
Oh, no, I don't think that that's the case at all. The chief prosecutor, Brenda Hollis, is a professional along with her team. She is following the law, and she's following a strategy. And no, certainly prosecutors don't use this kind of sensationalism. It's just a situation where a famous person happens to have received a blood diamond, and she wants to show that so that the world can see that Charles Taylor was using blood diamonds for many reasons, one of which was to show off, but also to use diamonds for financing the West African criminal joint enterprise, which he was very much a part of, along with the president of Libya, Muammar Gaddafi, and the president of Burkina Faso, Blaise Campori, among many other thugs.
Although some people have said that Naomi Campbell told them that President Taylor at that time gave her a blood uncut diamond, as so many people have described it, what will make her testimony credible that it could be used to fully prosecute the former Liberian leader?
What your listeners have to understand is that it was also another famous actress, Mia Farrow, who also corroborates the fact, and she was there, I believe, when she received the diamond. And so one, that's a credibility, but certainly the facts are the facts, and certainly the prosecution wouldn't just provide this unless there was some credibility to it. That they have to follow the law, rules, and procedure.
After Naomi Campbell gives her testimony, where do you expect the court to go from here?
Well, certainly then the prosecution will do its rebuttal evidence, and then as they'll move forward, the court decide the guilt or innocence of President Taylor after all parties arrested. And then there will be, should he be found guilty, a sentencing phase.